Good Tuesday morning, dear church. What a privilege it is for me to be able to share a few minutes with you on this Tuesday morning, sharing God's Word together before we get off to start the busy day. Today we are in John chapter 4. Today's reading is the beginning of a lengthy discourse between Jesus and a Samaritan woman. In Jesus' day, a Jewish man conversing with a woman in public was a violation of social convention. Jesus teaches about life-giving water and work and worship and reveals to her that he is the Messiah. And God's guiding word as we continue this week is love. So let's begin reading John chapter 4, beginning at verse 1. The Pharisees heard that Jesus was winning and baptizing more disciples than John. Actually, John himself did not baptize anyone, only his disciples did. So when Jesus heard what was being said, he left Judea and went back to Galilee. And on his way there, he had to go through Samaria. In Samaria, he came to a town named Sychar, or Sychar, which is not far from the field that Jacob had given to his son Joseph. Jacob's well was there, and Jesus, tired out by the trip, sat down by the well, and it was about noon. A Samaritan woman came to draw some water, and Jesus said to her, "Give me a drink of water." And his disciples had gone into town to buy food, so Jesus was alone. And the woman answered, "You're a Jew. I am a Samaritan. How can you ask me for a drink? Jews will not use the same cups and bowls as the Samaritans use." So Jesus answered, "If only you knew what God gives and who it was who is speaking or asking you for a drink, you would ask him and he would give you life-giving water." "Sir," the woman said, you don't have a bucket and the well is deep. Where would you get this life-giving water?" "It was our ancestor Jacob who gave us this well. He and his children and his flocks all drank from it. You don't claim to be greater than Jacob, do you?" Jesus answered, "Those who drink this water will get thirsty again. But those who drink the water that I will give them will never be thirsty again. The water that I give them will become in them a spring, which will provide them with life-giving water and give them eternal life." "Sir," the woman said, "Give me of that water, then I will never be thirsty again, nor will I have to come down here to draw water." "Go and call your husband," Jesus told her, and then come back." "Well, I don't have a husband," she answered. Jesus replied, "You are right when you say you don't have a husband. You have been married to 5 men, and the man that you live with now is not really your husband. You have told me the truth." "I see that you are a prophet, sir," the woman said. "My Samaritan ancestors worshiped God on this mountain, but you Jews say that Jerusalem is the place where we should worship God." Jesus said to her, "Believe me, woman, the time will come when people will not worship the Father either on this mountain or in Jerusalem. You Samaritans do not really know whom you worship, but we Jews know whom we worship, because it is from the Jews that salvation comes. But the time is coming and is already here when, by the power of God's Spirit, people will worship the Father as he really is, offering him true worship that he wants. God is Spirit, and only by the power of the Spirit can people worship him as he really is." The woman said to him, "I know that the Messiah will come, and when he comes, he will tell us everything." Jesus answered, "I am he. I am talking with you." And today's verse is John 4, verse 14, when Jesus said, "The water that I give them will become in them a strong spring, which will provide them with life-giving water and give them eternal life." You know, it's interesting, beloved, that we all go through life, whether it is our life at church, our life at home, whatever. We all go through life, and every experience that comes our way, we color with what we have already experienced in our lives. Our previous experiences color, tint, or even you might say taint, the world as we perceive it. And because this lady came to Jesus, who was not arguing with her, he just gave her a simple request, like some water to drink. She perceived that he was a Jew, and right ahead, you know, she remembered all of the insults and all that she and her other Samaritan family and friends had endured at the hands of the Jews simply because they were what the Jews considered to be half-breeds. And she takes that insult that had been handed to her kind for generations, and she allows that to color her discourse with Jesus. And Jesus didn't have anything bad to say to her. He was encouraging her, but you know, you see her come back with, well, you Jews say this and you Jews say that, but we do this and we do that. And it really took quite a while into the discourse for Jesus to open her eyes enough so that she could see that he was the Messiah. Now, the question I have for us today is, how are we going to let our life experiences color, influence the way that we see God and the way that God is acting in our lives? Are we going to let the wrongs that we have received, are we going to let, you know, experiences that we've had maybe in other churches where things went south, are we going to let that color our experience with God? You know, finally Jesus was able to get through to this woman with the truth. I hope that for each of us, we can set aside the bad experiences that we may have experienced throughout our life. And when God shows up, we are able to experience him for who he is. Amen. Let's pray. Lord Jesus, you know everything about me and what's in my heart. And by the power of your Holy Spirit, guide me in the way of truth. Thank you for the life-giving water you offer and for the gift of eternal life. Teach me to obey your teachings and spread your message of love and forgiveness to those that I meet today. Amen. Well, that brings our Tuesday morning together to an end, beloved. Join me tomorrow. We'll be in John chapter 4, picking up on verse 27, where the Samaritan woman goes out and tells others what she has learned about Jesus. But until then, may God's richest blessings be yours.